Well, good morning once again, and welcome to Long Meadow Church, my brother, and for you on the other side of the camera, welcome into our house of worship this morning to a sermon entitled, "This is the Day the Lord Has Made, Let Us Be Glad in It." Once again, this seems to be something that happens every once in a while. She has no idea what I'm going to talk about, because I had no idea what I was going to talk about until about 9 o'clock this morning. And this is the second week in a row that I have had the opportunity and my pleasure to fill in for Paul. Last week down in Berryville, he got his throat swelled up, and I had to fill in for him down there. And it was a pleasure to do that. I got to meet some people that I don't normally get a chance to see. And the sermon title down there was, "Today is the Day the Lord Has Made." It was a beautiful sunny morning last Sunday, and I tell you, when we got up, and it was just absolutely beautiful out. And I said, someone said, "Well, what are you going to talk about?" And they said, "Well, I think the Lord has given the inspiration for this one." It was a gorgeous morning. We had it, and the service went just fine. So what is it about that verse, Psalms 118, 24, "Today is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it." So what makes a good day? That would be one of the first questions. What would make a good day? Down there, I brought up the Serino that a good day would be if you went out there and hit the flywheel on that gas engine, it would start on the first turn of the flywheel. A lot of people agreed with that. A lot of us agreed that a good day is a day when a piece of equipment that you've worked on for all summer actually runs when you get it to the show and you're able to display it. There's another good day. There are some days that we have that we don't really think about that are good days. And there's one day that's going to come that's going to be better than all the others. For some of us, a great day or a good day, it's not the day at all. It's how we approach it. It's how we come to it. If something happened in the morning, you know, like, yeah, I went out there, car didn't want to start, or something else is going on, and your day just starts to envelop there, and it just seems to be a bad day. It's how each of us approach today. Today's psalm is a powerful verse to start every day with. We are blessed to have each and every day that we come across. Some of us are blessed to be able to go into a job or be in a career that is really fulfilling. There are some that have nothing to look forward to during that day. There's nothing to brighten their horizon. There's nothing that they can do to advance. Every day is a struggle, either with something that is happening within their bodies or something that's happening within their minds. They are struggling. Each day that they exist is a day of just pure agony. They're the ones we need to be praying for. They're the ones that need to be given this verse. But many of us have this blessing through Christ our Savior that says, a good day. Today is the day the Lord has made. Be rightful with it. Be glorified in it. Be righteous and glorify God in it. Now, with that being said, we're going to go to a different verse. I'm going to take a little bit out of this one. You know, I have an envisionment of what that great day is going, what a good day is going to be. This comes out of the blue hymnal. That's my go-to one here. "Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. We will pray with all of your power while we try to preach the word. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy manna will be shared all around. Sisters, will you come to help us? Moses' sisters aided him. Will you help the trembling mourners who are struggling hard with sin? Tell them all about the Savior. Tell them that he will be found. Sisters, pray in holy manna will be showered all around. Is there here a trembling jailer seeking grace and filled with fears? Is there here a weeping Mary pouring forth a flood of tears? Brethren, join your cries and help them. Sisters, let your prayers abound. Pray, oh pray, that holy manna will be scattered all around. Let us love our God supremely. Let us love each other too. Let us love and pray for sinners till our God makes all things new. Christ will call us home to heaven. At his table we will sit down. Christ will gird himself in service with sweet manna all around. May God add his blessings on those words. That is like an envisionment of a great day, isn't it? We're going to make it there. We're going to make it there. When I think of that, about how we work to get there, how it makes it, how Christ himself has given us the ability to be forgiven and to be able to go on. Last week, while I was walking through the grounds, there was a lot of words being scattered around there. One of them is all rebuilt, revitalized, restored. And then I revised it. And then I brought it back to life. These things that were laying dormant. Men worked hard with their hands and put this thing, tore it apart and put it back together. Took years to get this engine torn down, find all the right parts, mill the right thing here, get that, and put it together to make it work. He revitalized it. He rebuilt it. And that's what Christ does to us. We come here on Sundays to get revitalized. We get recharged here to go forward. We come here and we listen to the Word of God and we get that. It's like the battery in my drill. You know, after I use it for a week, it gets dull and I got to put it back in the charger and I recharge and I get, and that's what this day is like. It's a recharge. I get to hear the Word again and I get to speak it, I get to listen to it, and it brings me back and I get to go forward. One of these days, there's going to be a great day coming. I know that when I think about these words, then I start thinking about, you know, those that may never have a chance to hear it, may never get a chance to be a part of it. You know, and we need to be, we need to extend this invitation to more people. We need to be able to take this word every day and go out and let people understand and know that God is who he is. When I think of the people that are kind of lost, you know, the example is my brother. I know he knows who God is. I know he knows who Jesus is. He went to church right beside of me and, you know, he was in Sunday school. And I know that he got lost. And I just pray that he does find it again. I just hope that he can look back and say. You know, one of the things that he mentioned to me was he didn't know how to come back from what he had done in the past. And that creates a lot of heartache for a lot of people when they can't come back from the past. You know, as Wendy and I was talking down there, I said, you know, I believe that that's what happened to Paul when Paul went to God and said, take this pain away from me, take this illness away from me, God said, no. I believe that Paul had so much anxiety and so much that he blamed himself for all the things that he had done to the Christians before he met Jesus, that he had so much guilt that became his weight, that became his illness. And God said, no, I'm not going to take that away from you. I want you to dwell in that. You have to forgive yourself before you can forgive others. You have to let go of this. You have to let go of that pain, and you have to let go of it. You have to be able to forgive yourself, then forgive others. You can't hold that guilt inside of you all the time. I know the doctor, good doctor here, is probably saying that is a directness towards an illness. Is not, you know, this is when you carry that with you, it causes you physical pain and causes you a lot of what I call the upstairs pain. And I don't mean to be derogatory towards any particular person, but it is, that is, guilt can cause you a lot. Once you forgive yourself, Jesus has already forgiven you. All you have to do is say, yes, Jesus, I did this. Forgive me. You're already forgiven. All you have to do is come to him and say, I've done it. And a blessing is going to happen. A blessing will happen after that comes through. Sometimes just to acknowledge Jesus out loud, to acknowledge God out loud. Now, a very good friend of mine, as a matter of fact, he was the best man at my wedding, is in Baltimore in a hospital bed. He is being treated for a cancer. He's making progress. But his daughter-in-law, his stepdaughter, they were trying to adopt for a couple of, I think, going on like a year or so. And they changed agencies. I didn't even know you could do that. You know, they have one person. And last week they were talking at the Rehoboth Church, that's where they attend. And Sadie goes, you know, we've been trying so hard and everything just seems to be failing. You know, I'm just going to give it up to God. I'm just going to say, well, whatever it is, it is. I'm going to give it up to God. Saturday morning, as he was walking into my buddy, my Bill hospital room, they got a phone call. The baby was in Annapolis. They needed to go see it. Now, they'd been talking about it, but they didn't. Andy, my boss, and I, you know, we're both very much the same. They said, probably. It wasn't until they gave it up to God that prayer wasn't answered. The minute they surrendered it to God and openly and said, God, it's in your hands. Let it be how you want it to be. And within hours, a prayer was answered. You give God a blessing on that one there. Praise God in those glory. What a blessing. And so when I come to think about the greatest day is when we cross over and we're going to be there at that table. Now, I just wonder what manna's going to taste like. I have to think about that. Has anybody got a recipe for that? How many times was it offered? The Israelites had it pretty much every day for 40 years, right? And then it was also shared on Noah's Ark. How about, did you know that there? The food that was handed down by God, Noah's Ark, was manna that fed the people and the animals. Handed down every day by God to feed. And that's what he's going to do with us. He's going to reach down and he's going to feed us manna every day when we approach that throne. We're going to be sitting there. Hallelujah. Gracious God. That's going to be our great day. That's going to be the greatest day that we'll have. Gracious Father, We come to you in this hour, on this day, to offer up our praise to you. We offer up our blessings for you to shower us down with many more. Sometimes, Lord, we don't think we're worthy of what you give us, the blessings that we have. But, Lord, guide us with your word and guide us with your blessings. Be with those who need to hear your word and share it with them. In your Son's most heavenly name, Jesus, amen.